بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد. The example of the mu'mineen is that the example of the mu'mineen in their love for each other and their rahmah and their mercy for each other and their feeling and emotion and compassion for each other. مثل الجسد. It is like the example of a body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ. When a part of that body begins to complain, تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The rest of the body rushes to the assistance and the help of that part, even if it means that it will suffer from awakenedness, sleeplessness, and it will suffer from fever. The rest of the body will rush towards the help and the assistance of that part, even if it means that it will suffer as a whole with no sleep and it will suffer with fever. If we take a look at this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins by saying, Mathalul Mu'mineen, the example of the believers. And throughout the Quran and the Sunnah, we find that this word is used time and again. The believers, O you who believe, those who have faith in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing you. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address us with these words? Why does He use al-mu'min? Why does He use iman? Because He wants us to be mu'mineen. He wants us to be believers. So it is obvious why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us with this word, mu'min. But the question comes, how is it that I know that I am a strong believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is it that I know that my iman and my faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us a gauge on our hearts such that we see that today my iman is 20%, tomorrow it is 40%, the following day perhaps it has come down to 20 again, and then it is 100% one of the days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us that gauge. So we don't have a gauge that we can take a look at and say, today I'm a strong believer. But do you know what the gauge of iman is? The following words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The example of the mu'mineen, and he used that word mu'mineen for this reason. في توادهم, in their love for each other. Number one, your love for each other. What kind of love do you have for your brother? It tells you how strong your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. What kind of love do you have for your brother to have that which you have, that which you love for yourself? Do you love for your brother to have that which you have, that which you love for yourself? لا يؤمن أحدكم. Again, that word, iman. لا يؤمن أحدكم. One of you does not completely believe. It is not at 100%. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So you want to know your iman is at 100%? Then ask yourself, I love for myself this car, or I love for myself Jannah, I love for myself peace and harmony? Do I love for my brothers in the same manner that I love for myself? And if you do, then you know that your iman and your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. Because he says, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. One of you is not a complete believer until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So this is the first part of the hadith, فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ. They love for each other what they love for themselves. وَتَرَحُمِهِمْ. And the rahmah and the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the hearts of the mu'mineen. They have rahmah upon each other. They have mercy upon each other. I see that my brother does not have this. I have a lot of it. Let me take out a little bit of it and give it to him. And you know, interestingly, regarding the first part of the hadith where it says, one of you, where it says, fi tawaddihim, in their love for each other, if we take a look at this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say that we have to take out everything that we have and give it to that person. I have a car, I must make sure that my brother has a car. No, it is to do with your heart, to do with the love for your brother, that which you love for yourself. And in the second part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fi tarahumihim, with their rahmah upon each other. I have something great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a lot of wealth. The least I can do is take out a little bit and give my brother. The least I can do is ensure that he is okay for the day. فِي تَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ. And their feeling for each other, their emotion for each other. When you see your brother happy, do you rejoice? Are you happy to see him happy? And when you see your brother sad, are you sad to see him sad? فِي تَعَاطُفِهِمْ. The emotions as well are connected. Why? Because they have one Lord. They have one Rabb that they all recognize, that they all worship. So they understand that link of brotherhood is powerful. That link of brotherhood is strong. So when my brother is sad, I should feel for him. When my brother is happy, I should feel happy for him. And if you do not feel happy for your brother's happiness and sad for your brother's sadness, then be careful for your iman. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the munafiqeen? Do you know what he says about the hypocrites, those who don't truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but claim to do so by their tongues? He says, إِن تُصِبْكَ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. When a good thing comes to you, it hurts them. It hurts them. وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبًا. And when a bad or a calamity befalls you, وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. They become happy with that musibah. They look at it and say, hey, look at that brother, he's now fallen, I'm happy. What kind of iman do you have when you are happy for the falling of your brother? It means that there is either no iman at all, or there is a great lack of that iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. The example of the believers in their love for each other, in their rahmah for each other, and in their feeling and emotion for each other is like the example of one body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ. One part of that body feels sick. One part of that body begins to complain. تَدَاعَى سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say it is possible or maybe it will happen. No, the rest of the body becomes sick with sleeplessness and fever. The minute the body sees that the finger has been hurt, the rest of the body comes to the assistance of that finger, or of that hand, or of that limb, until that limb completely becomes normal. In fact, if it means that it has to suffer with a deficiency in its own performance, such that it does not perform at its peak, it does not sleep, it becomes sick with fever, it suffers in itself, it will make sure that it does not move until the brother is okay, until the limb is okay. That is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means. We walk past our brothers in a hole. We see them in a hole. We see them struggling to get out of that hole. And we can help them. We have the ability to help them, but do you know what we do? We keep walking and we ignore them. What kind of iman? What kind of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we have when we know that the brother is there suffering? I can help him. All I need to do is put my hand down, brother, let us move together. But do you know what I do? I keep walking. What does that say about my iman and my faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Ansar, they received the Muhajireen. These people were people who had nothing. These people were people who were strangers. They did not know them. They did not really have any dealings with them. They were people from different clans and tribes. In fact, some of them were people of different skin color. But these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they stood up with big hearts, huge hearts, and said, come into our homes. Here we are. We will give you half of our home and half we will use. And then they said, our businesses, here we are, I've got a business, 50% is yours, 50% is mine. My spouses, I've got two, you take one, I will divorce her. I will divorce her for you. This is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did for strangers, for people who they didn't even really know. But because they had that bond of iman, that bond of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they helped each other where they had to help each other. If we don't go back to that template, if we don't go back to that example of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then we are becoming closer and closer to nifaq and hypocrisy. Because we say we believe, but when it comes to helping my brother, hey, you know what, we'll see about that. Well, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you that the gauge of your iman, the gauge of your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to wag your tongue and say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is part of it, but you've got to add onto that. And you've got to ensure that your brothers are okay. You love your brothers. You have rahmah upon your brothers. And at the end of the day, if they are in difficulty, you will help them out of that problem. And when it comes to fighting amongst the mu'mineen, the fighting that we see so prevalent today in society. You see, each mosque is fighting amongst themselves. Each community is fighting amongst themselves. You find not only the community at large, but each mosque is fighting amongst themselves. You have two parties. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this? وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا, that if two parties have to fight each other, they have to fight each other, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, so make sure that you make amends between them. Try and help the situation. Go and try and cause them to come back to loving each other, to come back to having that emotion for each other, to come back to having mercy upon each other. But فَإِمْبَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, so if one of them has to continue fighting the other, one party is standing and stretching his hand and saying, brother, I'm here to shake your hand, and the other party keeps fighting them, do you know what you do? فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي, so fight the one that is fighting. Fight the one that is fighting. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, until they return to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That they ensure that there is peace. That they ensure that there is that rahmah. That they ensure that there is that mercy. That they ensure that there is that feeling between the brothers. So if one party is fighting, fight them. Fight them. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, until they return to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem today, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we see each other fighting. We know who is right, we know who is wrong. We know what is happening. But do you know what we do? We choose to ignore. We choose to see our brothers in a hole and continue walking because you know what? It doesn't affect me. Well, it does affect you. Are you not one body? Are you not one body like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said? In fact, we see people smiling as we talk because they are happy at the split that happens between the people. مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ, you are one body, your arm is being cut off and you are saying, no, it's okay, I'll walk crippled. What kind of a mu'min? What kind of a believer are you to ensure that to let it go and just say it is okay for it to happen. If your finger was to be cut off, wallahi you would not. Or if your finger was perhaps just the nail, you had a situation where you were sewing at home and the needle went through your nail, you would not sleep until that nail was removed, it was bandaged up and everything was okay. If you are a true and sincere believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you see your brothers fighting, when you see your brothers in difficulty, when you see your brothers in problem, you will help the situation as far as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you the option of ignoring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا, so make amends between them. If you can't make amends, then what? فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي, so fight the one which is fighting. Fight the one which does not want to that peace. Fight the one which does not want that rahmah and that mercy. So, this is one part of the hadith that is very relevant in community and society today. I am not mincing my words. I'm making it very clear for all of us to understand that there is a situation, not only here, but everywhere else. Not only in Zimbabwe, but everywhere else. You find the brothers are fighting each other. Do you know what's happened? Our iman and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become weak. We have moved closer to nifaq. We have moved closer to hypocrisy than we have to iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, and when an evil and musibah, something bad happens to you, do you know what happens? يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا, they become happy. What is that? That is a sign of the munafiqeen. That is a sign of the munafiqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith Qudsi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَقُولُ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, يَبْنَ آدَم, O son of Adam, مَرِضْتُ فَلَمْ تَعُدْنِي, I became sick so you did not visit me. So the son of Adam will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Rabbi, wa kayfa tamrad, wa kayfa a'uduka, wa anta rabbul alameen. And how is it that I will visit you, yet you are the Rabb of the worlds, you cannot become sick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, Marida abdi, fulanun falam ta'udhu. A certain slave, a certain servant of mine, he became sick and you did not visit him. أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ عُدْتَهُ لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ. Did you not know that if you visited him, you would have found me with him? You would have found me with him. And then the hadith continues. It says, إِسْتَطْعَمْتُكَ فَلَمْ تُطْعِمْنِي. I asked you for food. I asked you to feed me. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking. And he says, I asked you for food. فَلَمْ تُطْعِمْنِي. You did not give me that food. You did not feed me. So the response comes once again, Ya Rabbi, وَكَيْفَ أُطْعِمُكَ وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And how is it that I will feed you, yet you are the Rabb of the worlds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ أَطْعَمْتَ أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ أَطْعَمْتَ عَبْدِي لَوَجَدْتَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدِي. Did you not know that if you had to feed my servant, then you would have found that with me. You would have found that food with me in the form of reward. You have servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are hungry. You have servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are thirsty. In fact, the last part of the hadith says, إِسْتَقَيْتُكَ فَلَمْ تُسْقِنِي. I was thirsty and you did not quench my thirst. And the response will come, وَكَيْفَ أَسْقِيكَ وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And how is it that I will quench your thirst, yet you are the Rabb of the worlds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the response to that. He says, إِسْتَقَاكَ عَبْدِي, my servant asked you for a drink of water, فَلَمْ تُسْقِهِ, so you did not give him that drink of water. أَمَا عَلِمْتَ, did you not know, أَنَّكَ لَوْ أَسْقَيْتَهُ, that if you gave him that drink of water, لَوَجَدْتَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدِي, you would have found that with me. What kind of person ignores the fact that I know I will find this drink and this food in the form of reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? I have it with me, but I will not share my food. I have it with me, I know that this man is hungry, I know that this man is thirsty, I know that this man is sick, but I will not visit him, yet I know that I will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. What kind of iman do we have when we ignore all of this? This is all part of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ. The example of the mu'mineen in their love for each other. وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ, and their rahmah upon each other. وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, and their feeling and their emotion for each other. مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ is like one example, one body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ, when one part of that body becomes sick, تَدَاعَى سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ, the rest of the body, it stays awake and it becomes feverish until that body part is completely okay. Until that body part is completely fine. Today, we sleep with a complete consciousness of the fact that my brother is sick. My brother is hungry. My brother is thirsty. My brothers are fighting. We sleep. What does that say about our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The point is today, let us review our iman and let us understand that if we want to gauge our iman, then there is no gauge on our hearts. There is no 20, 50, 100%, but there is a gauge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. And wallahi, if we don't step in to help the problem, if we don't step in to help our brothers and sisters, then wallahi, our iman is deficient. And perhaps we would be scared that the iman is not even there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to strengthen our iman and to inculcate iman into our hearts. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allah.